I had a block I had found over there, and then I got a board, and I nailed the board to it where I could rest myself. I'd have my gun right there on my lap like that, and I'd be eating corn, and after a while them ducks would come, and I'd hear them. Boy, I'd pull that, pull them corns away then, and grab that gun. Shoot them kids nowadays, they don't know what fun is.
When you went out in the bay at night, sometimes you might make take a bottle and put coal oil in it and stuff a rag in it, and you make a
flare light?
Yeah, call that a, that thing you made, kind of a makeshift lamp, it was called a, you know, you'd light it and it would burn, and you could
yeah,
carry it with you and see things.
A torch?
Yeah.
Like
flambeau.
Like they used to use for gigging flounders alongside the coast,
You ever do that?
I've never done it, but I've seen them already. See the rig and all. It wouldn't be nothing but what I'd see was a tank with coal oil in it, and a pipe running to it, and a piece of rag tied to the end of it.
Yeah, that's fun to do.
And it would stay burning there right there, you know, that coal oil, just, you got a valve on it that you set it, just getting enough to burn and all that. I've seen them already. I never did use one of them things. That's something I never did do. I always wanted to, and never would.
Yeah. Go out
gigging flounders and all that, stingrays, catch soft crabs at night and all that. I never did do that. When I was at the harbor, there was some fellow who used to come there, and they'd leave there, and they'd go between the comb, all over in that section where I fish and all over. They'd follow that shore. But then I would get no more than three or four, that's all. Four would be the most that I saw. But you could see plenty of times where they would be sleeping at night in that sand, you'd see the print of it, and we'd be going out there next morning scooping crab, and you could see where that flounder was laying there at night. The shape of it was right there in that sand. Now the best light that you can get to do that, they tell me, is a waterproof bulb. And you put a piece across your boat in front, and you got your two lights under the water, and you don't see the reflection. And they tell me, boy, you can see a pin down there on that bottom. I got a friend of mine that lives in Foley, Alabama. He told me he's got a little generator on his boat, and he's always.
Where's that?
Huh?
Where's Foley, Alabama?
That's on the other side of Mobile. I don't know exactly how many miles, but 15-20 miles. And he left here, he used to fish and all, and trap with us and all, and he left here and he married a girl over there, and he stayed over there. I believe he had seven kids, and he started fishing over there. He was working on a dredge boat when he went there. And then he started fishing, he got him a shrimp boat, started trawling, and after that he made enough money to buy him a big boat, and he showed me the picture. I mean, he traveled all the way from Foley to the mouth of the river, dragging trawls in that section, you know. And he showed me that boat, I forgot what it was. It was over 50 foot long, 54, 56, something like that. And he had a picture of shrimp piled up on the back end of it. The whole back end was nothing but shrimp. He had a picture, he brought me the name of that boat with the playmate. And I got some friend of mine that lives over there in Mobile, and they used to have a camp right close to his place where he lived, so we got to talking one day, and he told me he had a place over there in Foley, Alabama. I said, Foley? I said, you know a fellow by the name of Eddie Dubuisson? He said, Lord have mercy. He said, I used to live right close to him. We used to drink coffee every morning. He said, well, I know who you're talking about. His wife's name Alice? I said, that's right. Well, he fooled around and